Missouri state officials about the remains of victims identified, 87. That leaves possibly dozens more still unidentified. More possible tornadoes. Forecasters say tornado watches are in effect right now through the next few hours from Chicago and northern Illinois to Detroit and southern Michigan and into northern Ohio. Winds of 80 miles an hour and hail the size of baseballs are possible. That noise was not the weather, but man-made rolling thunder in Washington, D.C. There's hundreds of thousands of bikers in an annual show of support for American MIAs and POWs. And among their ranks this year, clad in black leather, Sarah Palin, her husband Todd, and daughter Bristol. Palin's scheduled to start a bus tour today of the Northeast, a bus that is offering buttons that read, "Donate." NATO says a team made up of members of the alliance and Afghan officials are investigating an airstrike in Helmand province, which an Afghan official claims accidentally killed a dozen civilians in two houses. Civilian casualties are a constant source of tension between NATO and the Afghan officials. Syrian tanks have attacked anti-government protesters in three central towns today, according to human rights activists. And hundreds of Islamic militants have cemented control over a town in southern Yemen, say military officials. You're listening to ABC News.
It's hard to keep plans when pain is dragging you down, so turn to Advil and Thermacare. Thermacare delivers heat that penetrates deep to soothe and relax muscles for all-day relief, and nothing's been proven to work better or last longer than Advil. Now when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good May 22nd through 28th on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expiration. See Walgreens circular for exact offer details. Use all products as directed among OTC pain relievers.
Seatbelt on. Seatbelt on. Look, I can't put it on for you, and you know the cops are out there, right? If you don't wear your seatbelt, you get a ticket. Don't be an idiot. Who's a smart driver?
All across the country, cops are cracking down. Click it or ticket. Day and night. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The Libyan rebels' finance minister says the oil fields in the eastern half of the country, which rebels largely control, will not resume production until it's safe to send workers into the fields. He says it's not going to be a week, it's going to take longer than that. Before the uprising, Libya produced about just under 2% of the world's production of oil. Saying he's pleased NATO's stepped up attacks in Libya against dictator Muammar Gaddafi's forces, Senator John McCain, Arizona Republican, but he adds,
"This thing could have been over a long time ago if we had brought the full weight of American air power to bear on him, and it's unfortunate."
McCain on Fox News Sunday. More on that scary airliner accident yesterday at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. A tire blew out on landing, causing brakes to overheat and catch fire. That forced an emergency evacuation of the plane. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance.
Out of 32,000 approximate flights over the United States every day, just commercial flights, this sort of thing almost never happens. And any sort of a landing where the crew uses maximum braking effort, which is probably what occurred here, you're going to put so much energy into the brakes that they're going to get glowing hot and they'll start smoking.
There are only three minor injuries in the Delta Airlines jet incident yesterday. The next American aircraft carrier will be named the John F. Kennedy, says Navy Secretary Ray Mabus. The nuclear-powered ship will be built at Virginia's Newport News Shipbuilding. The first carrier named Kennedy was decommissioned a few years ago. This is ABC News.
Another Home Depot advantage. Get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on purchases of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's the green light you've been waiting for to get more doing done. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 8th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Cannot be combined with other credit-related offers. See store for details.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Gene Nichols, News Talk 920 KPSI. We've got a high wind warning in effect here in the Coachella Valley until 6 o'clock tonight. We could see wind gusts anywhere from 35 to 55 miles per hour. If you're going to the Banning Pass, they could see wind gusts of 55 to 80 miles per hour at times. Indian Canyon Drive, Gene Autry Trail, and Vista Chino are all closed through the wash in Palm Springs. Use Highway 111 through Windy Point, East Palm Canyon Drive, or Date Palm Drive to Ramon Road as alternate routes. I'm Gene Nichols, KPSI News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and and welcome back to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from Mesquite, Nevada, at the Casablanca Golf Course. It is beautiful here, a little bit gusty. I am your host, Francois, the host of Traveling with Francois. For the next hour, you're going to hear all about Mesquite, Nevada, and all the things going on in here. There's a huge tournament going on now, the amateur, the ninth annual Mesquite Amateur event, huge event. And we talked about that in the first hour. We talked about the Casablanca Resort, and we are going to talk about more about Mesquite as we head into this hour. Now, I did forget to congratulate Mike Taylor in the first hour for winning the $25 gift certificate to the Fresh Agave restaurant in Palm Desert. And I have a few more goodies for you in this hour. You golfers out there, your ears are going to perk up when you hear what I have for you. So this hour is the same with more great guests from the Mesquite. From Mesquite, we have prizes. We'll have hopefully the drawing from Half Moon Bay. We'll pick a winner for that. And that's a two-night stay valued at over $400. And you have your own chance to win a trip to Mesquite, Nevada. That includes two nights at any one of the four accommodations of your choice here and two rounds of golf for two. And this is a huge package, and the golf will be at the Casablanca Golf Course here. I mean, this is amazing, and this you have an expiration date of December 23rd of this year, so you have plenty of time to use it. Call Valley and sign up. Club Francois members, you are already signed up. 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. Now, Black Gaming has four resorts down here, and they are doing a phenomenal job here in Mesquite. Valley is at the board over there in Palm Springs. Hey, Valley, how's it going?
Hey, Francois, it's going really good.
And the wind is howling over there, I hear?
You know, it's not, it's a magical place, our studios here, News Talk 920 in Palm Springs. It's not windy at all right here with our view of the mountains, but surrounding areas like where I live, Desert Hot Springs in the pass, 45 to 55 mile per hour. We have a wind warning, so be careful if you're traveling.
All right, well, it's a little gusty here, but the golfers are out there practicing. They're getting ready for this huge four-day event here in Mesquite.
You sound like you're in paradise.
It's a hidden jewel. It's a golf gambler's relaxation adventure at paradise. It's really what it is. You can do it all here. And City Councilman Gino Withhelder told us about all the exciting things I didn't even know were happening in Mesquite have been happening in Mesquite. And so here are a few facts. But before we go there, I just want to let you know I was not on KESQ yesterday morning because I was here. I will be on KESQ next Saturday for your look at Mesquite. So you will be seeing Mesquite on television for yourself. And you can always go to their website at the chamber, mesquite-chamber.com, and check it up online. You will really be quite amazed at this beautiful community. Now, here are a few facts about Mesquite, Nevada. It is about 80 miles north of Vegas off the 15. Before you get to Utah, St. George is about 38 miles away. There are 9 golf courses here. One is designed by our very own Arnold Palmer. Yes, Arnold Palmer designed one of the golf courses up here, and you'll hear about some of the others. The elevation changes in these golf courses are just spectacular. The views, the elevation changes. Like I said earlier, I've been pulling over the side of the road just to take pictures of the elevation changes and the golf courses, because they are spectacular. Nothing like what we have in the desert. Absolutely nothing. So, again, those numbers you need to know, they are 760-320-8255. They're toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And make sure you call and register for that trip up here, which expires in December, so you have plenty of time to use it. Now, we also have industry news, travel news, and this is your CBA Minute brought to you by the Palm Springs Desert Communities Resorts Convention and Visitors Authority. We have it all at home as well. And remember, you can listen streaming online anywhere in the world by visiting travelingwithfrancois.com or newstalk920.com. This is a big week for golfers, like I said, here in Mesquite. It is the 9th annual Mesquite Amateur event. It's being played this week. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. There's great golf, great gambling. It is a lovely town here. Population, about 15,000 to 20,000. I have been on the walking tour of the town. I have driven all over and looked at all the sites that I've, and there's probably a lot that I missed, but I tried to get in as much as I could. They have an airport here. They have a convention center. The weather is spectacular. They only get, they say, that in the hundreds, maybe June, July, and August, but overall it's very mild out here. Very, very beautiful. Not a large, large town. It is a little spread out, but real easy to navigate. There's one, actually, main street that goes all the way around, which real easy to find. I found that very easy for me. They are surrounded by beautiful parks, national parks, Zion Canyon, Bryce Canyon, Grand Canyon, Valley of Fire, which we featured on the show. Just spectacular scenery up here. Definitely a must bring your camera, walking shoes, kick back and relax, gamble, golf, and just do it all up here in Mesquite, Nevada. Well, let's see. I think what we're going to do now is we're going to find out what's going on in the world of travel, a little industry news here, and then we're going to have a trivia question. And all you golfers, your ears are going to perk up on this. So what is happening in the world of travel is brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. Celebrities wear them all the time. Why not you or your special someone? For more information, visit Urchin's on the web at urchins with an S dot com. So the TSA aims for smarter screening. In the coming years, the Transportation Security Administration will focus on developing a risk-based security system and move forward with smarter screening. Eventually, passengers who can be deemed low risk after volunteering information ahead of time could be eligible for expedited screening. So there you go. No more of that messing around and waiting. So just do a little work on it. Now, hotels are doling out fuel-related discounts to entice visitors. Hotels across the country are offering fuel-related discounts to draw visitors who might be reluctant to travel this summer because of high prices. So check it out. Go to their website, give them a call. They're also giving free hotel nights, gas cards, and more. So make sure you ask. It never hurts to ask. And that was brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. And then we also have This Is Your CVA Minute, brought to you by the Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, your one-stop shop for Palm Springs. In fact, we were everybody up here got some Palm Desert destination guides, so they know what's going on in our valley. Upcoming events is, of course, the Restaurant Week, the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival, all the 4th of July celebrations, Idlewild Jazz in the Pines, so much stuff coming on in the desert. Just check out palmspringsusa.com. Now, on that note, we are going to have a chat with our very first guest of this hour. It is Neil Leibowitz. How are you, Neil?
Wonderful.
Well, it's great to have you. It looks like you just got in from laying out in the sun. You're all tan and red and colorful.
Mesquite's a beautiful place. Sun's out all the time.
Now, you're a golfer.
I am.
And you've been living here how long?
I've been visiting this town for about 20 years and actually bringing groups in for about 10 years.
So you don't live here? You live here now?
Part-time.
Part-time. Okay, you're back and forth. Now, you bring groups out here, and you decided to do this all on your own. And tell me why. What all of a sudden did you knew that you could get a group of people?
Well, it started where myself and four other people were coming to. I wanted to come to Mesquite. I found Mesquite. And now, over the years, my group has gone anywhere from 84 to a typical 64-player group every year.
And now, where do your group members come from?
Well, they started with business people that I'm associated with, and over the years, everybody's spread out, but I have some in Palm Springs. Most of them come from Colorado. We go from East Coast to West Coast, so everybody's spread out, and we meet here to come here and have fun and play golf.
Now, how long is the group typically here for?
The first group I bring in is four nights lodging, three rounds of golf. And it's Mesquite is a unique place when you bring a group for the sense that everything's so centrally located. It's 5 minutes from everything. Mm-hmm. So
now on the group, when you get the first timers that come here, what's their initial reaction?
Same thing I just heard you say. They're amazed. Mesquite, Nevada. Where the heck is Mesquite, Nevada? And then they look at what it has to offer. People come down with their families. There's family things. It's not just all golf. Obviously, I come here for just the golf, but there's plenty to do here.
There is definitely plenty to do. Now, after they've been here for a few days and the trip is winding down, what do they usually say to you? That they're coming back. Is the group grown because of repeat visitors? repeat visitors in your group? Are they telling their friends? Is that how the group is going, growing?
That's how it does.
Word of mouth is what I'm trying to say. There you go.
You know, Mesquite, Nevada does quite a bit of marketing, but the word of mouth is what I see works the best. Not only has my group grown in size and we come down more frequent, but then all of a sudden other people are coming down mid-year and bringing their wives and their families, and word of mouth is by far the best way of getting your message out.
Definitely. They want to have a good time. Now, do you put on, is it a little tournament that they're, or it's just let's go play golf and some skins and have some fun?
Oh, no, it's a tournament. It starts with the golf sales department. I've been working with the golf sales department, Daryl Edwards, for about, like I said, 10 years, and we start there. We put the rooms together. We book the tee times. And then here at the Casablanca that we're at today is my favorite course.
Really? Why?
But it's the layout. As you said, it's a desert course. It does have elevated boxes. There's a lot of water. It's a unique course. It can play hard. On the scorecard, it shows very short, but it's not. And then the staff. Over the years, I've found that I've been invited and played in multiple tournaments. And you go to golf courses, everybody's very professional, but here they enjoy what they're doing.
I said that earlier in the first hour. Everyone is very laid back, very casual. There's no pretenses. I mean, everybody's just kind of who they are, and they're here to have a good time, enjoy themselves. And I talked to all the directors of golf, and they were eager to get out and play, which a lot of times you go to areas where the director of golf or the pro, they never get a chance to play, or they don't even think about it. They're too busy, I don't know, catering to their customers here. They're catering to the customers, but they're excited to get out there and play as well.
Well, that's the key part right there. Here at the Casablanca, their head pro, Mary Oaks, she's on the course just about every day. Her assistants are out there. They actually play. It's great on staff. Like you said, Mary is a LPGA teaching professional, so everybody needs a tune-up. Their maintenance staff, their superintendent, Craig Justice, they just do a tremendous job, and they know their course because they're out there playing it.
All right. So for all my listeners, what's the sales pitch? What do you use when you tell everybody, when they say, oh, come on, Mesquite, Nevada? Do I really want to go on a trip to Mesquite, Nevada? What do you say to them, Neil?
The reason I pick Mesquite, Nevada is simply because of the accommodations. It goes, my group accommodates of very wealthy people to people that are in their 20s. And in this town, you just don't have to gamble. You're entertained, but at the end of the day, it's the quality of golf. The casino is big as Vegas and other mm-hmm. places, so you have the real live gambling. But it's really the accommodations and the price. At the end of the day, this place is a great destination resort.
Well, Neil, thank you so much, and keep me posted on your group so I have to let everybody know when your next group tour is, okay?
Thank you
so much, Neil. And I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Weekend. Yes, I know tomorrow's Memorial Day. There is the flower drop at the Palm Springs Air Museum. If you've never been, go. It is so gut-wrenching, heartwarming. It really is spectacular, and it's mobbed over there, so get there early. But I do want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Weekend. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside for our first little break of this hour. What I have for you is a trivia question, and the winner is going to win a bag full of golf stuff valued at over $50. This will be golf goodies for men or women. Doesn't make any difference. And it's going to be the first correct caller. Here's the question. Which golf course has an Arnold Palmer design course here in Mesquite? I said it earlier. Which golf course has an Arnold Palmer design? Okay, you are listening to Traveling with Francois. Those phone numbers are 760-320-8255. They're toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Casablanca Golf Course in Mesquite, Nevada.
Sometimes in this country, place gets kind.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Can you live on $800 a month? Sadly, that is the average monthly income for many seniors here in our Coachella Valley. And in a time of crisis, these same seniors feel there is no one to turn to. Well, there is someone, Desert Samaritans for Seniors. From financial assistance to help with everyday life, Desert Samaritans for Seniors has been helping qualified seniors in our valley for several years. For help or to help someone else in need, please call 760-837-9066. That's 760-837-9066 or visit them on the web at DesertSamaritans.org. Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there. I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at LombardoCosmeticSurgery.com or on the homepage of TravelingWithFrancoise.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
And welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Mesquite, Nevada, and I am having a great time. I am at the Casablanca Golf Course, and I'm watching the golfers play out there in the breezy conditions. They're having a blast, and like I said earlier, they are all warming up for this huge amateur event going on this week, the 9th Annual Mesquite Amateur Event. Now, we gave you all the details on how to sign up earlier, but this will all be posted on Traveling with Francoise, so you can sign up for next year. We're going to get our own, we're going to make that California group of 100-plus players. We're going to try to max it out at 150, if not more, to well represent California. But with us right now is our next guest, is Daryl Edwards. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Fine. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Now, you are the group sales go-to guy, what I'm hearing.
That's correct. We have 12 or more golfers. I discount rooms and golf, and we have 9 golf courses that we represent.
Okay. So now, Neil was telling us that he's bringing in players from all over. And tell us about how far in advance do people need to book these trips? How are they going to know where to book them?
You're able to book a group of 12 or more players up to a year in advance. As long as you have 12 players, the sooner you book, the cheaper the hotel rooms are, simply because the hotel room rate is predicated upon availability at the time you book the group. So naturally, the sooner you book it, the better deal you're going to get on the rooms.
Okay, now, so I've been working with one of my sponsors, Classy Transportation, about doing a bus trip up here. So we can go through you and actually book a tournament as well?
Absolutely. Tournament play, you can play any format you want. You just contact me via my email address, dedwards@blackgaming.com, or you can call my toll-free number, which is 888-711-4653, extension 11.
Okay, so you'll have to give me a card so I can post all that on the website. And now tell us, when is the peak season here? I'm sure it's a little more difficult for you to plan a tournament in the peak season. I'm sure you can do it, but when do you consider your peak season
Our
here?
Our peak season begins about the second week of January and goes through... goes to probably the third week in June. Then it slows down for the summer. Mm-hmm. And peak season kicks in again in October and the first part of November. Then it's a shoulder season on the holiday time. So, you know, summer's our slow time because it's a little warm here in the mm-hmm. summer. Peak season, the weather's great.
Okay. Now, accommodations, what if they were looking for some a bungalows or a home, or maybe not everybody wanted to stay in the resort? Do you have all sorts of, I think you have some bungalows over at the Casablanca.
We do.
All accommodations?
We have a corporate bungalow. We have about 16 suites at the Casablanca.
Okay.
And then the Virgin River, we have hotel rooms, and we have players' suites there as well.
And frankly, you know, I don't know, better off to stay at one of the accommodations like that, because we don't want to cook. I mean, the gals don't want to have to clean up after these guys on these trips. So now, are the trips for couples, singles? Is it all men? Is it all women? Do you do anything?
It's a variety. We have a lot of groups that are men and women. They're couples tournaments that they participate in. A lot of the guys for their annual getaway will come out. Some rather would rather get a room by themselves. Others double up to help save money by doubling up in the room.
Okay, so really what you're saying is any type of trip that somebody wants to get together, mm-hmm. you can arrange it for them, you and the company Black Gaming behind it with their four hotels and the golf courses that are involved in partnership with them.
Correct. We have, you call me and what I do is it's one-stop shop. I book all your rooms and your golf and all the golf courses.
And folks, we're talking to Daryl Edwards from Black Gaming, and a thought popped into my head. I mean, as enamored as I am with all the spectacular golf courses, there might be just some tours that want to come up just to gamble, just to hang around, just to do the walking tour. Is that available as well? It doesn't have to be a golf gear.
No, not at all. We have groups that come up for bowling tournaments, bunco tournaments. They do a lot of the bus tours. This is a great stop before you get to Zion National Park. There's just a myriad of other things to do. Some groups come up and they like to play a little bit during the day, and then they'll have spa treatments and dinner in our fine dining steakhouse in the evening.
And also, this would be a good hub to stay here in Mesquite and visit all the national parks, Zion, Grand Canyon, and you can arrange that as well.
Yes, we do. We have a bus company here that will transport you from Mesquite to the tour for the one-day tour and bring you back. You know, there's a number of different things other than golf to do. I just happen to specialize in golf.
I don't know, Daryl. You have it all covered. I think you can take care of it all. Well, thank you so much, and make sure I have your information so I can get that posted on the website so people can go directly to you to plan some, including myself, who is going to be planning a trip up here.
Wonderful.
So with a group. So
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
We'd love to have you.
And again, your website and phone number?
My email address is my first initial D, last name Edwards, @blackgaming.com. We have a toll-free number, 888-711-4653, extension 11.
Well, good luck on this in the tournament. Are you playing in the tournament coming up?
No, actually, I'm working the
tournament. You're working? You are another
one. Or I
would
be playing in it.
Christian was feeling a little guilty over here. He knew he should be working. He turned all red when I was teasing him. You guys have a lot going on this week. The Mesquite Amateur, huge event. People are geared up. I mean, the golf bags, I've been seeing them come into the Casablanca since Friday. I mean, the guys have and the gals and families have been pouring in. They're all excited.
It's a great event. Men, women, seniors, juniors, you name it, we got it.
You do have it. Well, thanks again. You have a great day, and I'll see you out there at the tournament.
Thank you very much.
Okay, folks, that was... he was talking about, I'm sorry, Daryl Edwards talking about the group tours out here to Mesquite, Nevada. Now, Mesquite is in Clark County, and like I said, it is a golfer and gambler's paradise, but as what you've been hearing, there's so much more out here. And the views, again, I cannot get by the sweeping vistas, the views, everywhere you look, it's spectacular. I have been taking pictures right and left. I can't wait to put them on the website because they are beautiful. And the flat tops of the mountains, I mean, I just, like I say, I imagine earlier cowboys riding across the plateaus, Indians looking over their herds, their buffaloes down below. It just reminds me of the pioneer spirit, but yet it's up to, I mean, it's modern and it has everything anyone could need and all the excitement and fun of the gambling and the golfing and the rodeo. They have a convention center. They have an airport. So very, very cool up here in Mesquite, Nevada, a great place to have a bus trip. And like I said earlier, too, the one main street is actually a big loop that you could go around, and you can't really get lost. So you don't have to worry about that if you decide to go wander around like I did and look at all the golf courses. Tomorrow I will be playing at the Conestoga Golf Course. I'm really looking forward to that. And I will make sure that you all know how I did out there. I'm going to have a hard, I know right away I'm going to have a hard time concentrating because it is so beautiful. But I'll get by. I promise you, I will get by. Well, joining us right now is the head guy of it all here in Mesquite. He's going to cover it all from left, right, up, down, anything that has to do with golf. This is the guy. Welcome, Cody Law.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for getting me out here. I mean, I don't know what took me so long. I'm really embarrassed to say I do not know what took me so long.
I don't know. We've been trying to get you out here for a while.
I know. Well, here I am, and it's been a spectacular trip. Now, you are the director of golf for Mesquite.
I am the executive director for Golf Mesquite.
Golf Mesquite, which is nine courses and four major accommodations, correct?
Correct.
And you have to cover it all. So let's start with the golf courses. We really haven't broken it down how there are nine. I haven't named really any of them except here for the Casablanca. Tell us a little bit about each one and what makes them diverse.
Okay, so...
Are we back on?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. I kind of pushed the wrong button there. Okay, let's tell us about the, I'm sorry, the golf courses here in Mesquite.
Okay, so what happened with kind of a little history of how Golf Mesquite formed. 10 years ago, we had a couple resorts and a couple golf courses competing against each other, and they got together and fell in love with this idea of getting the customer to Mesquite, and then we'll get a piece of that pie, you know, instead of trying to steal that customer for themselves. And here we are 10 years later with nine golf courses and four hotels. I know you've talked a little bit about some of the courses here that you've seen.
Yeah, we talked about Casablanca, but I've just mentioned that the elevated tees and the sweeping views from some of the others, but I really haven't talked about them specifically on where they're located in regards to Main Street.
Okay, so let's just start here at Casablanca, and then we'll work our way around the loop of Mesquite and go through all the properties. So you talked about Casablanca. The uniqueness about this golf course is it's like a wetlands golf course. You've got 13 of the 18 holes down here by the river are their water holes. So the difficulty here is the water and the desert wasteland. You move right across the freeway and out towards Sun City, Mesquite, and you've got the beautiful Conestoga Golf Club, which just opened last year, and that's the one we're going to be playing tomorrow.
Excuse me, Gary Panks. I'm reading some of the literature. Yeah. What are you talking about? Gary Panks design?
It's a Gary Panks design. It has a look and a feel of some of our really nice golf courses that we have in the co-op. The course... Some of the holes meander through the arroyos back there in the little hills and valleys. A lot of trick shots, You're going to have to pull out some nice target golf here.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of elevation tee shots. And then once you get onto the back nine, you're going to see that if there's any wind at all, then you're going to be really tested.
And that was only the front nine?
Yeah.
I drove up there, and it's gorgeous. Now, this is a new course. It just opened this year?
It opened January of 2010, but they just opened their clubhouse 2 months ago.
Wow.
So in March.
Beautiful. I mean, the terrain, folks, is so spectacular. I mean, you have to take, you must have little camera spots up there because people are going to, and all these courses want to stop and take pictures because it's so beautiful.
Most of the holes on most of our courses could be considered signature holes.
Signature holes.
Because they're so beautiful.
That's a testament to the golf here in Mesquite. I mean, it really is. To have that many potential signature holes, that's very rare. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
And to be, you know, to be in the middle of a recession and we're opening a new golf course and not closing golf course, that kind of also adds to how well
this
community is doing.
You missed it earlier when I was telling people, and I won't go down the list again, but I was telling people about the license plates. I went down a list of the license plates that I have seen out of the area, and as far as from Alaska to Washington to, I mean, Wyoming, Nebraska, all over. It's just amazing the visitors you're having come here from all points to gamble, play golf, relax, and enjoy the community. So, okay, onward. Let's go.
Okay, so then we come back more towards where we're at, Casablanca. You've got Falcon Ridge Golf Course. That's the next on the loop. That kind of holds a special place in my heart because I was employed there before I took this job, and that's where I learned how to play golf. And if any of you have ever played Falcon Ridge Golf Course, it is a really tough challenge. Talk about blind tee shots, elevated tee shots. I mean, and that's where I learned how to play the game. So,
what do you do on a flat course?
I don't know. The flat courses and tree-lined courses, I still haven't figured out how to play those ones yet.
I'm playing you skins on those courses, not these, okay? Because you have these. Are you to the point, playing these beautiful courses all the time, are you getting a little, we take for granted ocean views, mountain views. Are you starting to take the view for granted, or do you still once in a while just go, whoa, guys, look at that. Can you believe that?
No, I'm beyond that point, I feel like. When I get to even municipal courses, have trees on them and or walking courses, because we don't have walking courses here. I feel like it's such a new great adventure for me, and I know it's actually a step back from what I'm doing, but yeah, I definitely do take this for granted. But yeah, that course, I was there for 3 years, worked there. It's a great course, and it was part of an original master design with some of the other courses in town. And that one's been open since about 2003. Now, if we continue on going north in the town around the loop, then that one butts right up to the Palmer at the Oasis Golf Club. And, you know, Arnold Palmer came here, and his goal was to design something that was, you know, worthy of his name, but player-friendly. And, again, it plays along with the same kind of theme we have in Mesquite with the elevated tee shots and the canyons between tee to green on the par threes. And, you know, it's a tough testament, but...
Well, I'm looking at the list, and this is Cody Law. He is the director of Golf Mesquite here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the architects that you've had come to Mesquite. You have nine courses, and the architects you have here is a testament itself to the area, because these guys wouldn't come here if they couldn't put something, a jewel that represents their name.
Absolutely. They come here, they see the terrain, and then they have the vision of, you know, they could really make their mark, and they have made their mark here in Mesquite. So, you know, going from the canyons or the Palmer at the Oasis Golf Club, at the same club we have the canyons. Mm-hmm. And that was originally a nine-hole golf course, and it was the front nine was designed by Arnold Palmer, and then the back nine they brought in a different designer, David Drzyski.
Okay.
Anyway, and they made it a 36-hole facility, and that was done in about 2004, 2005, and it adds to, but it complements very well to the Oasis Palmer course.
Okay.
And all these courses so far we've talked about, other than Conestoga, they are in the rotation of the tournament this week. Moving farther along and back over on the other side of the freeway, making the loop, then we go to the Palms course. Did you have a chance to go look at that one?
Yes,
at all?
I did.
The oldest,
and most varied.
The Palms celebrated its 20th year anniversary. I believe that was last year, and it was the first course designed, and it's actually in Arizona.
I was going to say that was funny because the navigation of my car changed over to Arizona time. It's right there on a very tiny little tip of Arizona.
There's a couple of holes that come back into Nevada, but the majority of it is in Arizona. The front nine plays like a municipal course. It's relatively flat. There's a few water hazards, but the back nine, I mean, you'll go to the end of that front nine and feel all good about your golf game, and then you go to the back nine, and you're back into desert golf. You've got the elevation, blind shots. So by the time you get back to the clubhouse, you're ready for a good stiff drink.
Yeah, you've seen it all.
Yeah.
Challenging, though. I've been kind of eavesdropping on some of the players coming into town to play in the tournament, and they really are excited. I mean, they're talking about the challenge. They know the tournament, what I like and what they're liking is that there's so much diversity out there that everybody has to tackle it.
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to be on the same playing field, so, and playing the rotation of all these great courses. And they're very excited just to see the courses again, to see what's new, see what's changed.
Yeah, and we have a lot of repeat customers for this tournament. And so, and every year the rotation changes, so they get to see different courses every year.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, each one has their own look and feel, something a little different. But you're going to have that desert golf.
And that's what a lot of the courses, and people are going to have to agree with me whether they like to hear this or not, we don't have enough desert golf courses in our deserts.
It's
more country club courses, which is wonderful, but these are really spectacular golf courses. Now, I don't recall seeing one that has a resort attached right to it. I know this one's just minutes away from Casablanca Resort. So there is not a course with a resort on property, is there?
No, there's not, but again, Mesquite's only 2 miles wide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're literally minutes away from any golf course.
Well, my point was that's why they can be so beautiful and so diverse, that they didn't latch onto a resort to where they had to work themselves around the resort property. You took the land, the geography that's out there, going through the canyons, ravines, waterways and stuff, and just made spectacular golf courses. On that note, though, we're going to take our last break of the show. When we come back, we're going to touch base a little bit more on the golf, but we're going to talk about the accommodations here in Mesquite as well, because you have four fabulous places here that are tied into all this, the Mesquite tournament, the annual tournament, everything going on. Now, folks, I told you we're going to draw the name of the Half Moon Bay two-night stay. I'm going to draw a name, and that person's going to have 3 minutes to call in. If we don't have a winner, it's going to roll over to the following. I will not be on the air next week, and I'll be on the air the following weekend. So a lot going on, so pay attention. 760-320-8255. If I call your name, you have 3 minutes. All right, and that name is Larry Galupo. Larry Galupo, you have 3 minutes to call the show to claim your Half Moon Bay prize. Now, Wild Valley is waiting for Larry to call in. I'm going to redo that bag of golf goodies over $50. Now, we said this a couple times. The first correct answer is going to win this bag full of goodies. And always, you've all been registering during the hour for your trip here to Mesquite. We have a lot of things going on, but the question is, what golf course am I playing tomorrow? Now, how simple can I make that? 760-320-8255. What golf course am I playing tomorrow? The first correct answer will win. On that note, we're going to step aside for a few minutes. When we come back, we are going to wrap up our show from the Casablanca Golf Course here in Mesquite, Nevada. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI.
Listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Good Sunday afternoon. I'm Gene Nichols, News Talk 920 KPSI. We have some good news on this Sunday. Gene Autry Trail and Vista Chino have both been reopened through the wash in Palm Springs. However, Indian Canyon Drive remains closed through the wash, and it'll stay that way for the rest of this Memorial Day holiday weekend. We still have our high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight as well. Be very careful on the I-10 and also going through the Beaumont Pass. I'm Gene Nichols, KPSI News.
Honey, what's wrong?
You
want
to put him on? Okay, you sure? I don't want to get disconnected.
Honey.
Okay. All right. What about the golf goodie bag?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and 2 nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Hi, it's Robin Burns from Classy Transportation. Need an affordable town car, limousine, or coach? Call us for the airport for dinner, tours, and day trips. Don't forget our fabulous shuttles to the Outlets, Coachella Fest, Stagecoach, and the Big Four. We make it easy to get a ride. And our fun bus leaves for the Pasadena Showcase Home and Bazaar on May 7th. Sign up by May 1. Francoise will be there too. Call 760-325-5900. Or go to www.classywithanitransportation.com.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Fun and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Wrapping up my show here in Mesquite, Nevada. I am having the time. It's just really, really a delightful, wonderful community, and the golf courses are fabulous. But we have some unfinished business. Larry Galufo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations. You won a two-night stay in Half Moon Bay up there below San Francisco at the Half Moon Bay Inn on Main Street.
Terrific. That's wonderful, Francois.
This is a great summer getaway.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Larry. You're going to have to try and win this trip to Mesquite. Cause have you been to Mesquite?
Yes, I have, many years ago.
Well, it's beautiful as ever. We need to get you back up here to play these courses, okay?
Sounds good. I'll plan on it.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sarah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And one thing I also guys know, in Ventura on June 18th, that there's a Johnny Cash Music Festival that everyone might want to head over to. It sounds like a lot of fun, and if we keep our fingers crossed, we're going to have Chris Christopherson call the show in a couple of weeks and talk about this. So anyway, this is in Ventura on June 18th. It is the Johnny Cash Music Festival. So just wanted to throw that at you in case you want to put that on your calendar. Now, Cody, back to Mesquite. We're talking about all the fabulous golf courses. We need to touch base, though, on the accommodations here.
Okay, we got a couple more courses.
Oh, we have a few more. Yeah. Okay, see, folks, I mean, this is his thing. I can see his eyes light up when he's talking about golf. How often do you play?
Not enough.
Oh.
That's the standard answer for us who work in the industry, right?
Yeah, he can't say because anybody that's above him is listening, and he just, okay, we understand. All right.
My political answer.
There you go. Okay, so what courses have we
missed? So we've touched all the golf courses in town here, but I also have three courses outside of town.
Now, when you say outside of town, how far away?
St. George, Utah is about a 26-mile drive from here.
Okay.
So it's 30 to 35 minutes from here. I've got two golf courses up there I represent. One is Coral Canyon Golf Course, and that one's been there for quite a few years. It's right off the freeway. It's a tough course. It starts out with two par fives right off the bat.
Okay.
So that's not your standard design. And then we've got Sand Hollow Golf Club, which is just down the road. It's been open for 3 years, And both of these play in the red rocks. So if you see, you know, pictures of the golf courses that lay back into, like, the red rock areas, beautiful. So both of our courses in St. George up there, great test of golf resort courses. And they've got all the tees set up for whatever golfer's going to come play it.
So actually they're going to be playing golf, and they can play golf in Utah as well.
Correct.
Even though
you can play three states if you stay here. You got Nevada, Arizona, Utah.
You have it covered. Okay. So,
and then the last but not least is Coyote Springs Golf Club, which is halfway between here and Vegas. That one's a Nicholas design. So that, again, we have another great designer. And it's one of the nicest courses in the state. It's literally out in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing out there but a golf course. It's original master design, 15 golf courses. Eventually, in the next 100 years, are supposed to go out there with housing developments. But as of right now, it's just a golf course. It's beautiful. Those bunker side green, those bunkers green side, and the greens that Nicholas put in there. Don't find yourself in those bunkers because it'll take you a while to get out.
Well, I'm looking at all the golf courses that you have been talking about have either won awards, have had major tournaments here. You have a lot of tour players come up to this area and play these courses just to get away and relax and be out there with nature. I mean, it's not just your typical golf in Mesquite, and that's what I really want to get to everyone. It's just so beautiful up here, and the golf courses represent the beauty of the area.
Right. I mean, we have such a dynamic group of golf courses in our big niche is they're all so close to each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to the other golf destinations in the country, you're going to have to travel a good hour to an hour and a half to get to other nice courses. But moving on to the accommodations of what we have in town, you're staying currently at the Casablanca Resort.
Yep.
Which,
it's the home base for the amateur and the ski.
It is, and it's got all the amenities that a major resort would have. It's got the spa, it's got the salon, all the catering needs, steakhouse, coffee shop, live entertainment, great live gambling. And then we move across the freeway to Falcon Ridge Hotel, which is, it's more of a suite hotel. It's non-gaming. They do serve breakfast, but it's more of a, it's a little bit step up as far as the accommodations go.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of families that come here for baseball tournaments or softball tournaments. And it's pet-friendly, and so most of them want to stay there. Moving around the loop, as we've been going, we go over to the Virgin River Hotel and Casino. It's set up like motel style, so you've got the central casino in the middle and then buildings surrounding the casino where all the hotel rooms are located. Again, it has, you know, live bingo and all the great gaming that a lot of our people like to play. And then across the street from that, you've got the Eureka Hotel and Casino, which 2 years ago, they put $30 million into remodeling it.
Wow.
And they have steakhouse, spa, all the great amenities there. So, and this is all within one exit of the next.
Right. Very easy to navigate. And I was talking, I think it was with Daryl, that there's always packages. Go to the website. They can go to golfmesquitenevada.com and check everything out there, correct?
Correct.
And see what's going on. Go to the accommodations website if you want, but everybody always has packages, and they can always tie the golf in to their experience here if they want to.
Right, and that's what we specialize in. We specialize in the golf and hotel getaway packages.
Now, one thing we haven't touched base on is green fees.
Okay.
What's the average green fees here in Mesquite?
During peak season, and again, I think Daryl talked about when our peak seasons are, you're going to pay $90 to $100 a round of golf, which isn't too bad for the caliber of courses we've been talking about.
Oh, no.
And then in shoulder to summer seasons, it's $40 to $50 a round.
Wow.
So it's value golf.
Now, if there's residents up here, you also have a residence pass, if I recall. Somebody says, wait a minute, why don't I do 6 months there, 6 months somewhere else?
Right. Yeah, if you live here part-time, we do offer a resident card. It's called the Mesquite Golf Pass. It's $95 a year, and you get 5 free rounds of golf with it during the summer months. And then during the rest of the year, you book 6 days out, and you pay at least 50% off of the rack rate. So hard to beat.
It is hard to beat. If we haven't convinced everybody to get out here and visit Mesquite, and the people like Larry hasn't been here in a long time. I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised because I'm sure, when did a lot of the new golf courses start popping up? Within the last 5 years or 10 years?
Up until the late 90s, we had two golf courses.
There.
So in the last 10 years, they've just been popping up every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and that's what's going to surprise a lot of people that said, oh, yeah, I went to Mesquite 20 years ago. Well, it's the same small, friendly community, but now with more casinos, more golf courses, more to do. So, but it still has that same really nice feel about it, and there's no traffic jam. I didn't see a traffic jam. Or you probably, if you're waiting behind four cars, it's a traffic jam, but no, no traffic jam. Now, you have a lot going on today with the ninth annual Mesquite Amateur Event.
Yes.
And it's all shaping up that the event, people will start registering tomorrow. A lot of people have been checking in since Friday, but they'll be registering for the tournament tomorrow. Tell my listeners who've never been to this event, the golfers out there are thinking, I'd like to go. For you and what you're seeing, what makes this tournament unique compared to any others? And this is a nationwide event, folks.
It is a nationwide, and it's been the second largest amateur tournament for years. We did our research. We went to the World Am. We've been to the PacAm. And what really sets us apart is not the golf, because everybody can go to a golf tournament and, you know, win a prize or get something out of that. It's the nightly party. The people come every night to a fully catered meal. It's not hamburgers and hot dogs. I mean, last year on the last night, we had steak and lobster.
Oh, my gosh. Let's come back.
Every night, we have catered nightly parties. There's live entertainment, usually magicians. Sometimes there's singers, there's dancers. But then there's always a highlight reel that goes on during the dinner, and people can, they love to see themselves on the big screen, watch themselves miss the putt or stuff. You know, the approach shot. So
yes, they do.
That dynamic is what gives us the niche and why we've continued to have success with this tournament.
Well, it's a fabulous event. Everybody's been so excited that I talked to you. I've been sneaking around talking to some of your players, and they've been here year after year after year. It's a testament to you and Mesquite for putting on something this fabulous and having these phenomenal golf courses and great accommodations. It's a good job. A job well done. The 10th is next year.
Next year.
Gearing up. Like I say, I'm bringing a strong contingent from California. We're going to just sweep the whole field,
We'd
okay?
We'd love to see it.
Cody, again, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it. Get back to work. I know you have a lot to do. We're going to wrap it up here. The 2 hours, Dave, boy, they just flew by.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Okay, folks, I tell you, it's been Mesquite, Nevada. It's not that far away. They were teasing me because I said it took 5.5 hours because I was trying to go the speed limit, but actually it's a real simple drive. I flew through Vegas. Easy to find. I mean, you won't miss it. You're going to turn the bend. You're going to say, where is it? Where is it? You're going to turn the bend, and then you're going to see this great community. You'll see little snippets of the golf course. You'll just see the really green grass set against the canyons and ravines and waterfalls and flowers. I mean, it's just really, really spectacular. I have had a great time here in Mesquite. I won't be coming home till Tuesday. I'm playing golf tomorrow at Conestoga. So that was a trivia question. So what we're going to do is when we go off the air, we are going to take the 8th caller, give Valley all your information. This is once we go off the air, and that person's going to win this golf goodie bag worth over $50 worth of stuff for a man or a woman. Everybody's been registering for the trip next Saturday. I will be on KESQ. We will be showing Mesquite, and the trip will have a drawing there as well. You'll be able to register there. So we have a lot going on. I am going to sign off. Valley, thank you. I want to thank all my guests. Thanks all my advertisers. I'm having a great time. I need to get out there and start warming up for tomorrow's golf tournament. Around the golf that I'm playing. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from the Casablanca Golf Club here in Mesquite, Nevada. News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. Have a great week. End up your Memorial Weekend. Have a great one. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot. It's never too late to get life.
For Dodger baseball, the hot talk is on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
good Sunday afternoon. I'm Gene Nichols, News Talk 920 KPSI. We have some good news on this Sunday. Gene Autry Trail and Vista Chino have both been reopened through the wash in Palm Springs. However, Indian Canyon Drive remains closed through the wash, and it'll stay that way for the rest of this Memorial Day holiday weekend. We still have our high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight as well. Be very careful on the I-10 and also going through the Beaumont Pass. I'm Gene Nichols, KPSI News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Need tires? Then get to your nearest participating Big O Tires today.